Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome one more time to today's worship service. And welcome to those who are online, either live as we continue with the service, or those who are going to be online at a later date or at a later time. But we are worshiping God together, and we are grateful that God has given us the grace that we are able to come into his house and fellowship together. In these days, we count it a privilege when we get the opportunity with these changing times. And so whenever we can come together like this, it's a great privilege, it's a great honor, it's a great grace from God. And so shall we open with a word of prayer as we start the service today. Our Heavenly Father, our God, our King, our Lord, our Maker, we come to you this morning to worship you, to glorify you, to hear from you, to fellowship with one another, knowing, Lord, that it is by your grace that you've enabled us to do so. We ask you for your spirit, Lord. We ask you for your voice. We ask you for your presence. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there in the midst of them you are. We know you are in our midst this morning. Lord, be it physically here or online, we know you are in our midst. And you're speaking and you're ministering to us. We ask you therefore, Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that your kingdom come, and that your glory be known, felt, experienced, and seen. In the name of your Son, Jesus, who is our Lord and King. Amen. 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 We have been inviting people to bring forward readings and songs, prayers and so on. And we have them in abundance today. We've had quite a lot coming forward, and we incorporate that in the service, and it's such a joy. It's such a joy to fellowship where people are contributing to the service in different ways. And so we're going to start with our first song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. And this is a song that has been put forward by Pam. Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Shall we, well, I almost said sing. Shall we worship God in that song? Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. Now, as we prepare to have the notices and announcements that Pam is going to give us, now we notice that on the audio, it's difficult to hear when somebody is not on the stage. So those who are contributing will be coming on the stage. Now, when Pam finishes giving us the notices, because I'm going to be off the stage, Hugh is going to come forward with a reading. So it's going to be Pam, and then Hugh will come forward with a reading straight after. And I'll be off the stage by then, so we'll be sort of coming on the stage, doing the notices, and thank you.
I did mention last week that we're getting a new laptop. Well, it's here now. It's being used. There is some additional equipment coming, a webcam. That's arriving in November. And all this should make a difference to our live streaming. And so we look forward to that. Nick Lear was due to come and speak to us in person on the 1st of November. But we will still be seeing him, but in video form. So that will still go ahead in that way. Just some advance notice. We'll be having communion, hopefully, on the 8th of November. Not sure what form that will take, but Palani is going to be sorting that out. So that'll be lovely and something to look forward to. And it will include, at some point, the people that are at home watching live streaming. Good news to share. Barbara's granddaughter, Grace Susan, finally arrived safely, weighing in at 9 pounds, 1 ounce. So we all send Barbara our congratulations. You will have all received an email or a message regarding the new restrictions that came into force on Saturday. This only affects us in that we must be more diligent in how we socialise together. In fact, we shouldn't be at all. So after the service is finished, if we could ask that you will leave promptly. If you do want to chat, you can chat outside, but keeping 2 metres apart. Pauline's received a lovely little message. For the last, I think it's 25 years, the hall has been used by the Keep Fit ladies for 25 years, and that's come to an end. And Kathy has sent Pauline a lovely little note I just want to share with you. And she says, "Our sincere thanks to everyone at Shopgate Baptist Church for allowing us the use of the hall for our Keep Fit clan for many years. It is so very sad to end our clan in this way. Say, stay safe, kind regards, Kathy Lane and ladies." So we do wish Kathy all the best, and well, we miss having her in the hall on the Wednesday. Thank you.
May I say first of all that this really isn't me, because I'm actually here this morning on Joan's behalf and to share with you some thoughts that she has had over the past days before and since her husband Len has passed away. First of all, she has asked me to thank everyone for their prayers and for cards which she has received. And thanks everyone for their thoughts and their kindness. And during the week, she has received her latest Bible notes for her daily readings. And on the outside of the envelope, it says, and this will be testified to in the way that Joan has written, God's word can transform even the most broken of situations. And so it is that Joan has asked me to share these thoughts with you. That since June, life has been difficult for her and the family. But four things have particularly helped Joan through. And she says that she knows that God has heard and answered her prayers. On the 25th of August, her daily reading was from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And if you can remember it, I would encourage you to read it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. On the 28th of August, the church service, which was, of course, online at the time, was led by Errol. And his sermon was based on this quotation: circumstances will not stop me from being joyful in the Lord. A few days later, Joan found an old, unmarked and unnamed cassette in a drawer at home, and she decided to listen. And she says the very first song that played was "You'll Never Walk Alone." That title alone says so much. And further into the tape, the song was "Teach Me, Sweet Jesus, to Take One Day at a Time." On the 8th of October, my Bible reading was again 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And let's just remind ourselves of that lovely verse again. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Just 3 hours later, Joan says, I sadly said goodbye to Lynn. As I had promised 60 years ago, till death us do part. These individual small messages may not say anything to many people, but through sadness and grieving, I know that God listened and answered most surely.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Hugh, for the message and hearing from the heart of John in that reading. I think that will lead us quite well into the time of prayer and prayers of intercession. We've received prayer requests, areas to be prayed for from Pam. Pam D has sent in prayer requests. We're not going to say the details of what the requests are, but they are in the area of health and well-being for different people. We're going to mention their names, but we won't say what the specifics, you know, because we are recording and so on. So, Pam's friends, Jean and Bert, Pat and David, Olive and Cyril, Hazel and Peter, and these are health-related needs that we are praying for. There is also Thanksgiving. Pam says her granddaughter has eventually got married, which is good news, which is good news. And Pam says she misses us all. I miss you all, she says. And we pray for Pam as well. And so as we get into a time of prayer, we have those prayer requests, and also we're praying for John and family and the various needs that we may have in the church as individuals. And I'm going to ask us to stand as we quietly pray to the Lord and quietly express, because scripture says, express our needs to God. Says with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And if we can, if we stand and quietly express our requests to God, I will close that part with a prayer at the end for a few minutes. Shall we stand? Our Heavenly Father, you invite us to express our needs, our requests to you. And you promise us that you incline your ear to listen and hear when we express these requests. And so, Lord, together as a body, as a church, as a fellowship this morning, we are lifting these needs to you. And we're asking you to stretch your hand and to stretch your grace. And reach out in those areas that these needs are and touch those individuals, those people, those families that, Lord, we have brought before you. We ask you that by your Spirit, you visit each area and, Lord, make a difference. Whatever difference is needed, Lord, whatever comfort, whatever health area, we ask you, Lord, to speak and make that difference and to move in your special way. In the name of your Son, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 We can take our seats. Now, the following two songs, Majesty, has been requested by Sue. Sue has requested Majesty, and followed that by the fruit of the Spirit by Helen. Helen has requested Fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to worship God in Majesty as requested by Sue, and followed by Fruit of the Spirit as requested by Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, the fruit of the Spirit song goes quite nicely with our current reflections, our current series of reflections, based on Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. We're looking today at, on this second part, we're looking at kindness and faithfulness. Kindness and faithfulness. I'm going to invite us to have a look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 4 to 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 7. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. See, the fruit of the Spirit itself is the qualities that God himself has. Not only are we called upon to display these, but God himself displays these qualities towards us. I'm sure we all can testify, we can think back, even those who don't really pray or those who don't believe in God. There will be times that they will look back and see the hand of God and see that there is something in our lives which is more than coincidence. There is so much that God, more so for us who believe, for us who know the Lord, who have a relationship with God, we can see the hand of God over time in our lives. And we can see these qualities that God has expressed them. God has demonstrated himself in these qualities. And scripture tells us a lot about the kindness of God and the faithfulness of God, or the loving kindness of God, that He is kind. He does things towards us in his words and in his actions in such a way as we don't deserve. He gives us the grace that we don't deserve. We can never deserve grace anyway by definition. But he does things for us, towards us, with us, through us, that we don't deserve. His loving kindness and his faithfulness, that his promises are true. He's true to his word. That's his character. He's been true to his word over history. We read through the Bible how God made promises and he fulfilled them. How he made covenants and he fulfilled them. He lived up to his word. As they say, he does what he says on the tin. He is faithful God because he is faithful. He is a loving kindness God because he is loving kindness. The joys of technology. He is a loving kind God because that's his character. That's who he is. And so when God calls us to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, he's calling us to show the character and the nature of God to one another. There is a legal dictum. They say, ki facit per alium facit per se. Whoever does an act by another is as good as having done the act himself. If A does an act using B or via B, A is as good as having done the act himself. This sort of sits in my mind as to say, whatever I do through the name of God, God is doing it through me. People out there will not see God physically. Unlikely anyway. God may decide to reveal himself in that way. But it's unlikely that my neighbor is going to see God. But my neighbor is going to see me. And when I do, when I display the nature of God, they will see the hand of God through what I do, through what you do, through what we do. As a body, as a church, how we portray Christ, how we reveal God, is what our neighbors, what our world, what our community, what our society will see of God. People see God through the people of God. And so when we are called upon to display the fruit of the Spirit, the invitation is that we display God himself. That we act in such a way that other people will look at us and they see Christ through us. And they see God through us. So the loving kindness of God will be displayed in the way we display it, in the way we reveal God. The faithfulness of God will be revealed in the way we reveal God, in the way we behave, and in the way we demonstrate. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says we are being gradually changed into God's image. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 to 18. We are being gradually changed into his image. What's that image? What is that image that we are being changed to? It's the fruit of the Spirit. We are being gradually changed to display the fruit of the Spirit, which is the image of God, which is the likeness of Christ. And the Bible talks about God's faithfulness being unending, being everlasting. In other words, God can be trusted. You know, these qualities of kindness and faithfulness, they seem to be getting less and less in the society we live in today. There is less and less kindness in people. I mean, it It doesn't take much looking around to notice that people are more hostile, more rude, and more unkind, more insular, antagonistic to one another. It doesn't take much research to find that. Anecdotally, I have seen it, you would probably have seen it, that there is less kindness out there. It may be for various reasons. It may well be because people are rushed around or people are stressed, but there is less kindness. People are not kind. It may well be due to the impersonal nature of our interactions in this day and age, where we have the joys of technology, which is great. We can communicate, we can reach out to one another, we can talk to family, we can get, you know, so much benefits from technology. But sometimes it makes more impersonal contacts with people. We are less personal when it's a name on a screen rather than a person-to-person contact. There's more hostility. It's so easy to be unkind to a name on a screen. Instead of Polani, to be unkind to ABC123, you know, just a name on a screen. But when we remind ourselves that we are dealing with people, a person like you and I, we will remember to be kind. We will remember to be kind one to another. So much research has been done, and it has been proven that whenever a human being, a person, relates to another, not as a person, but when they relate to them either as a thing or as an object or as a dot on the screen or something along those lines, it's so easy to be impersonal, to be unfeeling, to have no empathy, no kindness, no generosity. It's only a dot on the screen. But when we remember that it's another person, it's another human being, it's someone else with feelings, it's someone else who has likes and dislikes, it's someone else who requires and deserves respect and deserves that kindness, that generosity, we act differently. But this is the character of God. God does not look at us as a number on the screen or as a post, as a post office, sort of as a post box number or as an NI number. What's your NI number? Once you are just a number, or what's your NHS number? Number 13, number 14. God does not look at us that way. God sees us as individuals. He sees us by name, by person. He doesn't see us as a postcode. But God deals with us as individuals, as persons, as you, as me. We are special and specific in the eyes of God. And this is what God is asking us to display as a fruit of the Spirit. You see, the fruit of the Spirit means that we are not imposing it on us, but it's a product of the Spirit of God in us. It's a product of what God has put in us. Thinking of faithfulness, I was thinking how deals used to be done by a handshake. Of course, we don't shake hands these days because of the pandemic, but really, an agreement. Once somebody said yes, you knew they meant yes. Once somebody said no, you knew they meant no. But nowadays, even the tightest of contracts, there's a loophole somewhere. Even the tightest of promises, there will always be a small print. We live in the small print generation, that when one agrees to something, you wonder, where is the catch? Where is the small print? Constitutions are one of the most lawyered kind of agreements. The agreement between the government and its people. A constitution is one of the most lawyered and most investigated and scrutinized agreement. But there will always be a loophole somewhere that someone will take advantage of. Nowadays, even after a contract had been signed, when they stand up from signing the contract, You wonder what the other is going to say, because there was something they saw there that they will take advantage of. In a small print generation, sometimes we relate to one another as though there is a small print somewhere that, well, they are my neighbor. Love your neighbor. Be good to your neighbor. They are my relative. They are my so-and-so. But there is always a kind of a small print somewhere that people are trying to get out of being faithful to their promises, faithful to their word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. That when I relate to my neighbor, when I relate to somebody, for them to know that what I say, I mean it. And what I mean is what I say. How great it is when you relate with somebody that you know. We normally say they are what you see. They are what you see. They give you what they give you. When they say yes, they mean yes. When they say no, they mean no. And when we show this character, this quality, we are showing the quality of God. There is no ambiguity in God. There is no ambiguousness in God. God deals with us faithfully. He says in his word what he says. His promises are his promises. We may not see the answers today, we may not see them tomorrow, but we know that his promises, scripture says, they are yea and they are amen all the time. And this is the character of God, and this is the quality that God wants us to portray. And the source of these qualities is love. We dealt with love last week. The source of kindness, the source of faithfulness. Somebody that you love, you wouldn't be unfaithful to them. Somebody that you love, you wouldn't be unkind to them. The love of God, when it's portrayed, when it comes through us, it shows itself as kindness, faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Verse 4 to 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, and it always trusts, and it always hopes, and always perseveres. How wonderful when we relate to one another in love and we portray the image of God. We don't have to be dragged by where our society is going in the hostile, antagonistic, and unfaithfulness, but we have to portray the image that God is calling us to, where God is calling us to be. Amen. And as we close, when I survey the wondrous works, and this is by Helen, when I survey the wondrous works, the wondrous cross. Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, we ask you that you enable us by your grace to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you that from within us, you grow us to that place where the fruit of the Spirit is demonstrated in our character, in our conduct, in our behavior. That the world will see you through us, that we will faithfully represent you in the world, in our neighborhood, in our families, and wherever we are, that your glory will be seen, felt, and known. And Lord, that the fear of the Lord will cover this land as the waters cover the sea. In the name of your Son, Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Now, regarding the communion, we will be having the communion, what seems to be the way that we could do this is we bring our own emblems, we bring our own drink, our own bread, and we will have it together in fellowship. So each person brings their own drink and their own bread, and we'll have that in fellowship together. Now, as regarding those that are at home who participate in the service through online audio or on the video side, we're going to record an audio of the communion service. So I'll do a recording of the audio and send it out beforehand so that people at home will be able to have the communion at the same time as we are having it. So we'll have the specific time that we're going to have the communion, and people at home will be able to partake in the communion as those who will be in the service physically. And in that way, we are partaking and participating together. But if there's any more ideas or suggestions, please bring those forward. We will incorporate them. And I should say that these ideas haven't come from yours truly. It's when we've sort of shared, people have shared these suggestions and so on, and we have been able to put this idea together. So please, if there's any more ideas or suggestions, feel free to bring those forward, and we do that. But I think it will be really great when we have the communion. Those at home will be having same time as those who will be able to come to the service. And please, let's go ahead and continue to bring forward readings, songs, prayers, and so on. It's really great. It's such a great for the fellowship. It blesses my heart personally, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's blessed. Everyone is blessed when we share together. Amen. As we close the service, shall we stand and pray the Lord's Prayer together as we close the service? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Our service ends here. Please do remember, even though I'm not in the office, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, I am in my church work days. So you've got my phone number as well. Feel free to give me a call. And we'll be trying to contact people by phone, but please do feel free. I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you so much. God bless.